to the region's only public safety talk show. It's time again for The Sheriff's Report, your weekly report from Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich. Sheriff's Report covers a variety of public issues in Spokane County and is now in its fourth year on the air. Sheriff's Report is sponsored by River Ridge Hardware. Now, here's your host, Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich.
And this is Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich with Sheriff's Report. In studio with me, I have Leonard Christian. Leonard Christian is going to be running for a state seat this year. And Leonard, why don't you give us an idea of what that seat is and why you're running?
Well, the seat's the 4th District State Representative spot, and I actually had that seat before in 2014 when I was appointed by the commissioners. The PCOs chose the three, and the commissioners chose myself to fill that role. And so had been there before. It's something I've always dreamed of going back and making a difference, and enjoyed working with people there.
Why you're running?
Well, I'm running mainly because I believe I can make a difference. The current person in there has kind of shut a lot of folks out, has been removed from the caucus, is not as effective anymore in that position. And so I believe it's time for somebody who enjoys working with everyone there, including folks across Val, to get the job done for the people of the 4th.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Okay.
You're running against Matt Shea.
I am running against Representative Matt Shea, yes.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about some of the things that has been going on in the news lately. Mm-hmm. Rather than go into that, I'd like to know, you know, what do you bring to the table? We know what Matt has brought to the table.
Right. Right.
What do you bring to the table?
Well, folks can see I actually have a conservative voting record. When I was there in 2014, folks saw that I was very conservative. In fact, Matt and I vote very similar on almost every topic there. The difference is that I'm willing to actually talk to folks, even if I don't agree with them, to have a conversation, to allow them to plead their case and to feel that they're part of the overall system. That has not been there with our current representation. Our current representation has a closed door policy, as far as I'm concerned, speaks to folks he wants to, and ignores everybody else. There's a lot more people in the 4th than just a small group that are willing to be spoken to by Representative Shea. So I believe I bring to the table not only the experience, a solid conservative voting record, but also you can ask anyone, even the last time some of the unions actually endorsed me and provided money just because I was willing to sit down with them and talk with them. Couldn't necessarily support every position, but I certainly was willing to allow them to have their time with me.
Well, you know, Leonard, I've said time and time again throughout, even before I was involved in politics, mm-hmm. the day that the Republican Party figures out how to have a working relationship with organized labor, mm-hmm. Quite frankly, is the day that the Democratic Party better really start worrying.
I agree.
And what I see and what I'm seeing in the attitude of the everyday mom and pop, let's call them, out in the world, mm-hmm. they are so tired of this constant partisan bickering. They are so tired of the extremism on both sides.
On both
of the
sides,
aisle.
Absolutely, both sides.
You know, because let's face it, we're both Republicans. Mm-hmm. However, some in our own party would debate that. You know, I've been labeled, you know, everything from far left Marxist socialist to right wing, you know, alt right, you name it. Depends on what flavor of person that's talking. The reality is the extreme left hates me and the extreme right hates me, and I'm okay with that.
Yep,
I am extremely comfortable with that. Why? Because that means I'm not in the extreme. I'm where mom and pop America is, and they're really tired of it. And what I see is more and more of the old school Democrats are fed up with the direction of the party. Mm-hmm. They're fed up with being led by progressive socialists and folks. They're truly Marxist. Right. I hate to break it to you. I can show you in textbooks that the ideologies that are they're being put out right now are straight from the Marxist doctrine.
Yep.
They're tired of it. How do you appeal to them?
Well, you know, you're seeing that same argument used on the far left and on the far right. They're using the exact same tactics that they're accusing each other of, which just gets me into scare tactics. And I can see with our media in the evening news, our country's being torn apart and people are getting tired of it. They just are getting tired of the extremism on both sides. They expect their government to work for them and to work together. I mean, this idea of dividing our state in half, whatever happened to the idea of actually making our state work together?
Well, if you take a look at it, I liken the 51st state movement to one of the most extreme cases of I'm going to take my ball and go home I've ever seen.
Yep.
People want to say that, you know, and we've convinced ourselves of this. You know, independents, conservative leaning, even soft D's have convinced ourselves that Olympia controls.
Yep.
You know, King, the I-5 corridor, King County, they control everything. Okay? You know, that's where the votes are. And we've convinced ourselves to the point that many of the people I just mentioned don't really vote anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers and the statistics show in the mappings and everything that if you had 5% more conservatives vote yep. in this state, mm-hmm. 5%, it's all. This state becomes red.
Yeah.
But we have bought into this self-fulfilling prophecy of, well, it's, King County, they control everything and there's no sense in voting. And quite frankly, that is a weapon used by both the left and the right to convince us not to, because the extreme right really doesn't want true Republicans to vote,
right.
Because we don't buy into what they're selling. Mm-hmm. Just like we don't buy into the extreme left, just like the moderate Democrat doesn't buy into what they're being sold by their party. So I really think that the battleground is won by talking to the people, the normal, everyday people that they want to go to work. They want to have a safe place to raise their kids, mm-hmm. safe place to work, and enjoy life. But we have lost that focus. All we do is talk about the dogma of both sides of the line. Knowing you for as long as I have, and we've known each other for quite a while now, we've been on the campaign trail together.
We have.
Multiple times. You're one of the more honorable people that I have run across, and you're down to earth. You and your family both.
I appreciate
are,
that.
Are very down to earth. You know, you make your own campaign buttons.
Yes, we do.
And, you actually allow kids to come and make them at your booths and that.
Yeah.
But you run your campaigns like a business, mm-hmm. very frugally. The money that you receive is spent very wisely. Don't ever try to take down one of your signs, though, because he will make sure that sign doesn't move again.
Yeah, a lot of screws. We want to make sure that what we paid for is going to stay.
But how do you break that hold that Representative Shea has on some of the people in the fourth? Because Leonard,
yeah,
for three elections now, mm-hmm. in reference to that race,
right?
What I've heard from the citizens in the fourth is, well, we're going to give them one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
The most troubling aspect of it is at the more extreme side is, you know, we don't care about his character.
Yeah,
because he votes
right.
The way we want mm-hmm. him to.
Yeah.
And I have said this time and time again, folks, the day we stop caring about character in our elected officials mm-hmm. is the day that we lose our representative republic democracy. we are a republic. We're not a true mob-related democracy.
Right.
And the day that we stop believing in character and what's right and electing good people that are willing to uphold our values and work for us, mm-hmm. then we lose it all. And in my opinion, your opponent has lost focus. He no longer is working for us. He's working for his extreme agendas,
yep.
and those on the extreme. But I'm going to ask you very point blank, because these are some of the issues that you're going to face.
Right.
And quite frankly, these are the questions I now ask any candidate, mm-hmm. any candidate that comes and asks me for an endorsement. One, are you a progressive socialist?
Absolutely not. 21 years in the Air Force. I raised my hand to uphold that Constitution, and I believe that we live in a republic. Republic is a community of laws, not mob rule. And so I definitely, we agree.
Are you coming after my guns?
Not a chance. I'm a Second Amendment firm believer. I have a concealed weapon permit myself. I truly believe the issue is not the weapon. It is our society and this extremism and fear. To be honest with you, fear that our guns are going to be taken, fear that that our guns are going to be used improperly. So what we need to do is focus on that society. Automobiles kill more people every year than guns. But we look at a car and we say, wow, that's a beautiful car you own. We don't look at a gun and say, that's a beautiful gun that you own. It's just the mentality.
Well, it's been politicized to the point mm-hmm. where it's been demonized, and those who own guns have been demonized.
Absolutely.
And if you... In certain circles, if you speak that way, it doesn't go well. But the problem is they're the minority.
Yep.
But they are the loud voice in this issue. And what I see brewing, I'm really paying attention to Virginia right now.
Oh, absolutely.
This is...
Absolutely.
People forget that one of the things that sparked the American Revolution was... when they tried to seize guns.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, absolutely.
And it is so ingrained in our culture, our identity, our cultural identity, mm-hmm. that to quote a British officer of the day, Americans were raised with guns from their birth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is their birthright, basically. Mm-hmm. And many of us have been, and we have been trained in the use of weapons since our birth. Nothing changed in almost 240 some odd years, mm-hmm. Except for the other side of that, which a former justice on the Supreme Court said, we will value this right until we no longer... see it as our responsibility to defend this nation on an individual basis. And that, sorry to break it to anybody that's more on the left-leaning side that's listening, those are the core discussions that were had during the time. Read the Federalist Papers, read the Anti-Federalist Papers, go to the archive, read why Madison put the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, because it Constitution wasn't designed to give us rights. It was designed to limit the power of government,
absolutely.
Outline how it was going to work and how the states and the feds were going to share that power.
That power, yeah.
But the reason that the Bill of Rights wasn't included to begin with was it wasn't designed to give you rights. You had those rights from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Madison finally changed his mind because he was anti-Bill of Rights to begin with, simply because... he decided that, wait a minute, maybe we better put them in. So sometime down in the future, they're reminded of what their rights truly are. Mm-hmm. And that's the genesis. So I know that you're going to be faced and labeled.
Mm-hmm. I will.
Because I've been labeled it by this same core group that you are now mm-hmm. going to be challenging. you know, according to them, I'm a socialist liberal. Mm-hmm. I am coming after your guns. I won't support the Second Amendment. And all the people on the left are going, have they lost their mind?
They don't know you very well.
No.
they don't know you well.
The harsh reality is these are the attacks that you're going to face. Yeah. What's your strategy of getting the word out? Because they were very effective in the last election in the Valley mm-hmm. of labeling certain candidates out there as progressives and having it stick.
Correct. I think now you're just going to have to answer that right away and then not spend a lot of time on it either. But you do have to answer that when folks come at you with a label they want to, you know, the whole idea of campaigning is paint your opponent. Well, in this case, I intend to do my own painting of myself. My opponent is well known for what he is. And I just have to make sure that folks know that I stand for your rights and in that position as well. One of the bills I passed was protecting people's identity. I was, in fact, I'm the only one in this race besides my opponent that actually has had a bill pass, and it was protecting people's data. So I'm all about that, protecting your rights, protecting your identity. And just have to get it out there when they come up with the attacks.
So who are you? I know who you are.
Yeah, you know who I am.
But they don't.
They don't. Well, I grew up here in Spokane, graduated Ferris High School, so Spokane has been my stomping ground since riding my bicycle through Northtown Mall before it became an indoor mall. Joined the Air Force. Well, actually, before that, I got married nine days after high school to my high school sweetheart. We're coming up on 36 years together now. Then a couple of weeks after that, joined the Air Force. Went all over the... You know, all over the country, all over the world, actually was stationed in Sydney, Australia during 9/11, got to see how other people view America. And I found that interesting. Over in Australia, they love Americans, they hate America. And you had to be able to separate that. But it was interesting to see the different, Korea, how they felt about Americans and the different, you know, the cultures. And it's mainly because of, you know, I hate to say it, Hollywood painting America. In the way they do, but yet they love us. And so I've had that experience. Then I came back here, retired, came back home because I just absolutely love Spokane. Started doing real estate. I got involved in politics because you couldn't do it in the Air Force. But when I got out, I realized I really enjoy the civics of our country. And so got involved in the Republican Party. Got elected as a district leader on their party. Did a lot of stuff to help a lot of candidates on the party, and then just decided, I want to be more involved. I want to help with that community service, and the best way to do that is to go back to Olympia.
I guess one question I have mm-hmm. for you, and the reason I'm going to ask this question is to kind of give people who listen to this an idea of what it's really like to run against the machine that you're about ready to run against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And folks, I can say that because this is a machine that the Democratic Party has never tried to take me out. Well, they kind of, some of them kind of joined forces with the extreme right. In 2014. Mm-hmm. But it's been my own party that has searched and hunted for people to run against me, and it came from this group that you're taking on.
The far right. Yeah.
And it's ugly. It is a personal attack. That is why so many people that I've talked to run for this particular seat right. over the last 6 years have gone, are you nuts?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen what they've done to you. Why would we do this?
This was not an easy decision for myself or my family. I mean, literally, we sat around the living room praying about it and talking about it. And I did not want to jump out without the support of my family. My wife said, you know what? Sometimes you just have to stand up and do what's right. I mean, we had leaders of our Civil War. Sometimes you just have to decide, forget everything else, what effect it'll be on your business, what effect will be on your family, and you have to be able to stand up and do what's right. When Representative Shea was removed from the caucus, that was the final straw. I had been thinking about it for years, that but you know, my chose to continue to support just because of as what you led on to earlier. He voted correctly. He when he first started out, I mean, his freedom agenda, those type of things were pretty solid based, I mean, in the Republican Party. But then he just kept getting more extreme and in a, I think, more powerful in his mind than what the position really is. And the position is to work together to make things happen for our community. And so deciding to run was not an easy job. When he was put out of the caucus, that became the fuel to the fire to allow us as a family to do this and run for it. And so you're not going to be effective in Olympia. Even the independents will join a caucus because they're not going to be effective unless you have the power of that. He's been asked to resign by a lot of folks, including the governor, J.T. Wilcox, the leader of our caucus, and yet very defiant. And that's been his career.
So you and your family are prepared. You're energized. I can tell you're energized.
I've got your phone number.
There you go.
On speed dial. I hate to say it, Ozzy.
But I know that you really are excited about doing this. Yeah. And what's your game plan? Where are you as far as the campaign?
Actually,
you've announced.
Yeah, we announced. We put out a press release. I got to be honest with you, this has been an amazing campaign. We're getting, I mean, Matt has been getting up to 12 articles a day through, I mean, Montana Belgrade newspaper. Who would ever think an article about this would make their newspaper? I think today was Seaside and the Olympian. Throughout the country, the New York Times, the Seattle Times, in fact, they call me, they're doing an interview, they're following this. The LA Times are all doing articles. Spokane, you know, the 4th District is becoming a focus of the national stage, and it shouldn't be. I'm going to be honest with you, it shouldn't be. This is not the reason the 4th District wants to be. You know, we want to be on there because we're good for businesses. It's a great place to live, have good schools. You know, that's the things we want to be known nationally for, not this. And so the campaign has gone really well. We're getting donations from Seattle, California. I mean, I'd like to think it's because I'm great, but I don't really think the honest truth is the enemy of my enemy. A lot of folks are sending me hate money. That's exactly what's happening. And at this point, our campaign's doing really well. We've been able to raise some money. We've been able to get off the ground a lot quicker than I've ever thought. And this is very early in the process. We even got signs out.
Well, I know that that a lot of people that I've talked to are excited.
Mm-hmm.
They're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
You have not just Mr. Shea that's running, but you have a Democratic opponent.
Correct.
Who I'll reach out to and I'll try to bring her
she's
on.
A very
I know
nice
Matt
lady,
will,
yeah.
will never come on air with me. It's kind of a given. I can't get him to ever do that. So,
yeah.
So this will be truly decided in the primary.
It absolutely will, because I don't see the 4th District electing a Democrat at this moment. I mean, the folks of the 4th are still very conservative, and I think that's they just haven't had a good, reasonable choice of a conservative candidate to run against Matt Shea in many years. And that's been seen by his percentage slowly going down each time the election comes by.
Right.
Yeah. And so they're looking for a new choice.
So we have 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Important things for you. How do we contact you?
Sure. I have a website, which is really going to be easy. It's leonardchristian.com. And so Google my name and it'll pop up probably first or second there. And on that site is actually got my contact information, my direct email, my direct cell phone number. I mean, my gentleman called the other day and was shocked that I actually answered the phone. He's, this is Leonard, really? Yeah. Want to have coffee? Yeah. So I'm very open to that. I'm very easy to get a hold of. My real estate is out there, so a lot of folks see my phone number on that. But leonardchristian.com is the best way to get the contact information for me.
Okay. And as you mentioned, you have held this seat before.
Yes.
And you did very well in the amount of time that you held it.
Thank you.
And what parting words would you like to give folks as far as why you?
Yeah. Bottom line is I need the support of the people of the Fourth. So I need them to step up. I need them to be part of our campaign, to put up a yard sign, to donate to the campaign. I would appreciate your prayers, in fact, on this issue. This is not easy, but it's winning this campaign is going to definitely be a community effort. Both the Republican, and I hate to say it, some Democrats and some Independents are also going to be probably in that mix. I know I've got a big yard sign in a very solid Democrat's yard right now. He was so pleased to call and say, please come put it up, first sign, please come put it up. And so I just believe that my willingness to talk to everybody and listen to them is going to be the difference on this.
Well, I can tell you that that is one of the secrets to success. I've enjoyed that bipartisan support in this community for 14 years. And I really thank you for that. And I hope that you will reach out. I hope you will support Leonard in this endeavor, because it really comes down to the people of the Fourth deciding what direction they want to go and how they want to be viewed. Not just at a local lens anymore, folks. This has become international. This is Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich with the Sheriff's Report. Have a great day.
This is River Ridge Frame Shop, called Frame It Today, where we can take your art, customize it, and get it ready to hang on the wall. Here at River Ridge Hardware, 2803 West Garland.
Thanks for watching. Sheriff's Report is produced in Spokane, Washington by SpokaneTalksMedia.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Sheriff's Report is sponsored by River Ridge Hardware. Ask Ozzy a question, recommend a guest, or hear this program again on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Spotify.